passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football headline.
My final hour. It has been a busy one and so much news today. Let's update you if you're just getting on board. I realize some of you can't watch the whole show. Big story of the day is Caleb Downs, the most impactful defensive player for the University of Alabama. He was a freshman. He was a second-team All-American, and he is gone. Expected to enter the portal. This is what has happened so far. Listen, they've lost a number of players. These are the key players. And you can see the number of snaps. Williams, big player. Isaiah Bond, obviously. They wouldn't have been in the national semifinals without him. Benson played a big role. Look at three wide receivers, a tight end, and a running back. Two offensive linemen, the center, and Caden Proctor, just an outstanding recruit last year. Downs and a few more. And we were able to talk to Greg Byrne earlier today, the athletic director at the University of Alabama, about this issue. Can you address the concerns about losing key players at a time like this?
Yeah, you absolutely don't like it. You don't like it for the team. And I'll tell you this, Paul, you've been around. You've been in a lot of places. Alabama is such a special place. The investment that we make in our young men and young women across the board for our sports and what we do from an academic support, medical support, mental health, nutrition, across the board is as good as any place in the country. And we've had young men and young women transfer in here from very prominent universities and say, my gosh, I had no idea how good I was going to get treated at Alabama compared to where I came from. And we have young men and young women who have transferred out of here who have called back and said, I didn't know how well I had it at Alabama. And so we don't want that. We understand why young men and young women at times explore their options. And we try to be very transparent and honest with them during that time. That's the best thing that we can do. But we say it with all the good intentions and the truth that we think this is the best place in the country for a student athlete to come to school and compete at the highest levels and everything that they do. So it's part of it. It's reality. NIL is part of it. You know, we have been try to be progressive with our NIL approach. It's reality. I'm wearing my Yay Alabama pullover right now, which we've had almost 1,000 new members just since we announced Coach DeBoer. We have to continue to get people to sign up and be a part of that because it's a reality of the world we're facing. And we, you know, Coach Saban did such a great job of continuing to adapt to what the realities of the world are. We're going to continue to do the same thing. So, if a young man goes into the transfer portal, we try to be very transparent with them and talk with them through that and be strategic with them. And at the same time, too, we certainly won't fault somebody if they are interested in it. But we also are very confident. We think this is the best place in the country by far for anybody to go to school.
And Greg Byrne, earlier today, the athletic director, on the situation in Tuscaloosa. Let's get to some more calls here, and Bryce is up next. Hey, Bryce.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you.
Just got a few things I wanted to talk about. I'm a Bama fan, and hey, guys, all of us Bama fans out here crying about Steve Sarkisian and Kirby Smart, and they're just, you know, they're coming into Alabama taking our players. I mean, imagine if Steve Sarkisian retired this year, or Kirby Smart and Nick Saban did it. He would have been in them programs, getting them players. You know, so it is what it is. You just got to take the punches as you go another day and you move on from it.
That's all you can do. And, there's a million cliches. The most prominent is it's always darkest right before dawn. There will be bad days, and I think that was expected. This was always going to happen. I just think it's really now what DeBoer does. Once he gets his people in, and you'll miss some players. That's you're self-explanatory. Dustin is up next. Hello, Dustin.
Good morning from Tulsa, Professor.
Yes, sir.
Bama faithful are down bad right now, but I'm not even able to enjoy the schadenfreude because it seems I've got the two newest members of my fan club calling in your show on the early side and chirping at me. So to that lady, that tea sipping lady down there in Austin, that was an ugly call. I think the only thing uglier than that call was that dog in her picture with her. That was pretty bad, man. I understand that she and her family are apparently all South Carolina grads. The only thing I want to know to that is when they all go out to eat, if they're all South Carolina grads, who reads the menu to them? I know that that lady would probably, to borrow one from Winston Churchill, she'd probably like to put a little poison in my tea. But I would say that if it meant I didn't have to listen to another one of her calls, I would gladly drink it. And for that fool up there in Colorado, Splash, or whatever his name is, he sounds like he's a recent stroke victim. I don't know what he was trying to get at, but that was another really horrible call. But I will address his comment about me never having a beautiful woman around me. If he's paid attention to the show at all, he knows I've never had a beautiful woman around me because I'm still stuck with that dog, AJ's sister. Can't get her out of the Red Lobster to save my life. So, of course, I've never had a beautiful woman around me. I'm stuck with old AJ's sister there.
Thanks, Dustin. That joke is really, really hitting hard. John is next. Hello, John.
Paul, how are you doing tonight?
John, very, very well. How are you doing, sir?
Good, good. I, first of all, Paul, I want to ask you, are you on long distance?
That's an old phrase from yesteryear.
Yes, it is, sir. And anyway, just a comment here. It's more of an opinion. And you can, you know, you guys can take it as you take it. As I always like to, I like to state the obvious, Paul, as you know. But anyway, I was going to make a comment about Mr. Odom's conduct last night in the basketball game in Tuscaloosa.
So just to be clear, John, you're talking about Nate Oates, right?
Nate Oates, and the guy's a very good coach, great recruiter. You know, the University of Alabama basketball program is top-notch. But
right.
I'm just going to tell you right now, sir, that, you know, when you had the athletic director on here earlier, you should have asked that young man about what he thought about his basketball coach acting like that last night in front of a national audience. And that, you know, Nate actually pushed a college player. And you know something, Paul? That's totally out of line.
Well, would you allow me, John? John,
would you allow? Now let me finish, Paul.
Well, I just wanted to give you the statement from the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey. He said Nate Oates' actions were unacceptable and violated the expectations for conduct and sportsmanship. Under no circumstances should a coach make intentional conduct. However, he was issued a public reprimand, but no other penalty.
Okay. Well, that's my point. But my bigger point is, Paul, and this is where I'm going to segue over to the University of Missouri.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about their coach now. Is that okay if I talk about
of
Coach
course.
Gates?
Absolutely.
Well, you know something? Coach Gates, I've been following University of Missouri basketball since I was way back in the 1960s, Paul. And I can think of two coaches that we've had in the last 60 years who would not have tolerated that behavior of Mr. Oates or Oaks or whatever his name is.
His name is Oates, O-A-T-S.
Okay, well, whatever
Quaker,
his name
Quaker
is.
Oates.
Quaker Oates, you know, whatever, Ben Franklin. But anyway, Paul, those two coaches, you know what they would have done when that young man intimidated and made a fool out of that our Missouri player, they would have come right down the court and they would have got right in his face and they would have actually maybe even taken a swing at him, which was well deserved. There's no reason in the world that you should be humiliated and treated like that, Paul. And there's no reason for that kind of conduct in college basketball right now. And that just kind of epitomizes the, by the way, this is what I'm talking about the University of Alabama. They tolerate these criminals on their team. And last year they had a criminal that had a gun.
John,
and he was involved
John,
in.
John, let's,
no, no,
let's
no,
be.
Paul,
no, no.
Paul,
that, the man you're referring
to. This. Paul, are you there?
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. In college sports.
But John, if I could add one, you said a criminal. That man that's been charged, he has not been convicted. Do I need to educate you on the Constitution of the United States?
Well, he's been charged.
He has been charged. And where I grew up, John, maybe not in Mr. Nixon's law and order regime, but where I grew up, being charged is not the equivalent of being called a criminal. He is charged with a crime and presumed innocent until he is found otherwise.
Well, Paul, that's really an issue in this country, isn't it, Paul? It's a bigger issue about
John, what is the issue about being entitled to a fair trial?
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
That is protected in the Constitution, John. I know you're a student of that.
Very much so.
Yes. Is there somewhere in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights where it says if you are charged with a crime as an Alabama basketball player, you are assumed to be a criminal according to John from St. Louis?
You're missing the basic point, Paul.
And what is that?
The basic point is, when are we going to stop letting the hens run the hens house? When are we going to stop this hypocrisy of the hecklers in the streets and people who don't understand basic law and don't really follow the law start dictating their behavior?
And who has done that, in your estimation?
Nate Oates last night, Paul.
Okay. He pushed a player who was in his way, did he not?
He pushed a player, Paul, who was pushed into him.
Okay. And Nate Oates apologized for, and then he has been publicly.
He apologized after the game, sir.
What was he supposed to do? Stop the game and walk down to the other end?
Well, he should never have done that. Doesn't
well,
the
he
guy
did.
Have
okay.
any sense?
John,
that he
John, I agree with you. He should not have done
he
it.
Was
so,
Paul, he was trying to incite a riot down there.
John, I want you to give me an answer. I need an answer here. What should have happened to him? What would your penalty be?
Well, first of all, the referees should have kicked him out of the game, Paul.
Okay.
And then the second thing.
And should he have been publicly whipped?
No.
Put in
what
chains.
What should have happened is, and I'm going
to
say.
I mean, I'm just trying to get. I'm trying to understand your draconian rule of criminal behavior. I mean, you think this was? You act like this was a criminal behavior.
It was. It very much was criminal behavior.
Okay.
They've been getting away with it for a long time.
Okay. Why don't you just accept the fact, John, that your team lost the game? This had nothing to do with that.
Paul, that's my... You're not listening to me, young man. This is what I've been talking about with your show, Paul.
Okay.
Is you don't let people finish their statements. And you basically... You guys basically talk to people you want to talk to. You have all your friends on the shows. People that want to, you hear what you want to hear. But you know something, Paul? You want to hear the real truth?
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, John. Don't let the bugs bite, whatever the cliche. We're back right after this.
Listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back, always entertaining here in the final hour of the show. Rusty is in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, Mr. Feinbaum?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, man. So this goes out to John in St. Louis and probably Jim in Tuscaloosa. You know, I'm an RN, and I was fortunate enough to work in St. Louis at a neuro ICU unit there, whatever. And, you know, one of the biggest causes of strokes for people is hypertension. And I think both of these dudes probably suffered a little bit. I mean, my advice would be, you know, don't buy into any narrative. Don't get so worked up about stuff. Maybe turn the TV off. Maybe cut some salt out of your diet or whatever. And yesterday when I called, I told you that my wife is an Auburn grad, she doesn't like I-Man. Man, I'm Alabama, and I can't stand Jim. Gosh, I mean, these people are killing me. Dominic, I mean, you just need to have Dominic on 24-7. I mean, you can do without Jim. Legend's funny. This dude, Miami, yeah, let him laugh it up, whatever. You know what? We are. It's going to be what it's going to be. You know, transfer portal sucks, NIL sucks, but I'll tell you what, Saban would be doing the same thing with all these other programs. So, you know, everybody just needs to be chill out, you know?
Thank you very much, Rusty. You be well. You take care of yourself. And let's check in with Brad, who is up next in Georgia. Hey, Brad.
Macon, Georgia, Paul.
Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia.
Allman Brothers.
Yes, sir. We're proud. We're proud to be here in Macon. Otis Redden.
Otis. I forgot Otis was from there. Wow.
Absolutely. I know his
sitting on the dock of the bay watching the tide roll out to the sea.
That's what I'm talking about, Paul. I delivered to his to Mrs. Redding and his daughter Carla, the owner of a shoe shop here in Macon. And very, very sweet people.
That is a great story.
I got a problem with you today, Paul. Big problem.
What's that?
So I-Man passed for 4,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, turned down scholarships from Alabama and Auburn to become a heat and air mechanic, and you're not giving him proper pop props on that, Paul. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm really disappointed to know that. So I am.
That's funny. You know something, Paul? Here's the deal. People have been calling in about Saban retiring, but, you know, nobody knew Saban as good as you did, not from a journalistic standpoint. So my question to you is, how has that affected you in knowing him as well as you knew him, and how that has affected you and what's going on with college football?
Well, Brad, I appreciate the question. Yeah, I think when the story broke, you just go into robotic mode. But a day or two mm-hmm. later, it really did affect me emotionally. Just because it was such a critical part of my life and career. I've said this many times, and I'll say it again, because I haven't said it really maybe in this forum, but while I did have the opportunity, and it's been precious to have covered Coach Bryant, that was only for a short period of time at a very young mm-hmm. age, but Nick Saban has had the biggest impact of any person that I've ever covered on my career. I mean, I don't really think we'd be where we are without his influence and effect that made what I was doing in Alabama 10 times more important.
You know, Paul, and the thing about Nick Saban was he made such an impact on everybody, not only in Alabama, but all across the SEC, and he's truly, you can't find people like him that grew up in West Virginia and came from not a lot and a working mentality like he had. And that's the true appreciation for me as a Georgia fan, is that Nick Saban meant so much outside of football. I don't care if you don't like football. You work hard, good things will happen, and that was told to me many times. But Paul, as always, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have the rest of a good evening, sir.
Thank you, Brad. And by the way, I appreciate that. It is now official what has been talked about all day, and that's Caleb Downs, Alabama's star defensive back, has entered the portal. He immediately becomes the number one get in the portal whenever he makes up his mind where he will go. But that is every recruiting sheet in the country had a list. These are the players we have to have. Downs now the number one person on everyone's list. Dempsey is in Nashville. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to talk about if any team except Georgia is actually going to be able to make have any chance of actually making the college football playoffs this year.
Well, remember something, Dempsey. It's such a different situation with 12 teams. So I think there are a lot of programs that are other than Georgia that are serious contenders. The one thing we don't know, and I would have told you yesterday that Alabama would be on my list. Today, I will pause until I get more clarification of who will actually be on Alabama's team.
Yeah, I also think LSU might have a chance.
Yeah, I think if you're watching this, like which school is moving the most? I think LSU has had the best offseason, not only in shoring up the staff. Gotten the coaching staff today versus the one in the bowl game is significantly different. It's only been 2.5 weeks, and I also believe they're really loading up in recruiting. You're very perceptive on that, Dempsey. Thank you very much. We take a break. We have 30 minutes remaining on what has been a busy, busy show.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back. AJ is up next.
Hey, Paul. You know, Paul, I gotta give you a pat on the back and a props out and a hat tip to you on the show today. It's been very informative. I've learned quite a few things, and normally, you know, I don't learn a whole lot off the show. One thing, you know, I did learn is Alabama's changed that Rammer Jammer song to one margarita, two margaritas, three margaritas shot. Everybody's flying out of there, flying out like flies. But the reason being is because there's a new king of recruiting. It's Benjamin Franklin. It's not Richard Nixon. It's Benjamin Franklin. And listen to him weep like a bunch of weeping willows. I mean, it's pathetic. They're falling apart. The fan base is falling apart. Hell, that basketball coach is so pissed off he's starting fights. I mean, you know, it ain't just a culture problem. It's a Bama problem. It's over. Every bit of it's over. And another thing I learned, Paul, is why do these guys sit there, this fan base thinks that they're going to change football because of what it done to Alabama? What happened is your king let you down, and you retired at the wrong time. Now you should have waited a little longer if he's going to stay up there. All I know is his presence there is simply to maintain recruiting for a little while, and he's going to be down there in Jupiter, Florida in 2 years, and you'll never see his ass again. And that's just the bottom line. And another thing, I've heard of some rusty nails, but I've never heard of a rusty nurse. And I'm going to tell you something, Rusty, when you call in here, nobody wants to hear what you got to say. You need to take you a damn bath in a tub slap full of hand sanitizer. Because you call suck. And that's a fact. And we don't care if your wife don't like our man. We like our man. He's a hell of a caller. And another thing, Dustin, you sit your losing ass over there in Arkansas and shut the literal hell up. War damn eagle.
Susie is up next in Georgia.
Wow, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I finally had to go and get my Paul Feinbaum coffee cup, but I don't have coffee in it, to be honest with you.
I'm not far behind, Susie. I'm catching up quickly.
Good. You look pretty dapper today. Purple is my favorite color. Is your jacket dark purple?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you look mighty fine today, Mr. Paul Feinbaum. Okay, first of all, Chuck, I want to wish you well. Thank you for your message to all the men out there. It's so important. Daryl, I had knee replacement. It'll be 3 years ago. Do your exercises. Do them three times a day. I did that. Get yourself a goal. I had a goal 6 weeks. I wanted to drive to Michigan to be with Joe for the summer. By God, I got there in 6 weeks because you know what? I did it three times a day. I only had to go to physical therapy for 2 weeks. Do it, my friend. Okay. I've never written notes. Thank you, legend, my black cap brother. You make my day when you call in. You're just wonderful. You put it into perspective. All you haters out there, I'm a Tennessee fan, but you're haters out there. Don't be that cold-hearted, but you will continue. I know. My question now, Paul, if you'll allow me.
Yes.
NIL. When they get money, the students or the players get money in the NIL, do they get that money right away? Or those that are decommitting, have they gotten their money and they get that money?
Yeah, I needed to get somebody else to answer that question because I think they get the money, but there may be stipulations. It's like any other contract. So what I don't know is what happens when you depart. But I think you get to keep the initial money. Remember, there's two aspects of all this. The money you get when you go there, that's pretty much guaranteed. We had Mike Loxley on the other day, the Maryland coach, and he said pretty much $100,000 minimum. The real money is when you threaten to leave. That's when you can pretty much, I mean, I know it's not essentially legal, but it really is because nobody can figure out what's going on. That's when you get that's when you can get the multi-million dollar payout. It's on the back end, not on the front end. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Ashton is in Mississippi. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Paul Feinbaum. How you doing today?
We're doing well. Thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you for taking it. Thank you for taking it. I will say that AJ is so damn dumb, he trips over dental floss. Would you agree?
That's funny.
I'm serious, man. But anyway, I'm through with that. I'm through with that clown. Man, you know. I got three people I'm wanting to call out. Number one, JK. Can't keep Bama out your mouth, can you, dude? Can't keep Bama out your mouth. Where's your talk about, let's see here, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and Warren Sapp joining a former Seminoles staff in Colorado? And why aren't they in Miami? Why don't you talk about that? Why don't you talk about that? Three Canes join a Seminole, but you ain't got nothing to say about that, but you keep Bama in your mouth. Man, take that choke chain off, though. Man, go on with that choke chain, dog. Don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to hear that. Dwayne, Paul, you should have hung up on that dude as soon as he said what he said about Kirby Smart and the him being in a helicopter, and Bama fans should have shot that helicopter out of the sky. That's the most dumbest thing a dude can say. For real.
You know, Ashton, I'm glad you brought that up because I don't even remember hearing it. He was talking so fast, but that was outrageous, and I'm glad we could put that one to bed. That was idiotic.
Yeah, it's just a game, and you're going to say, I don't care if you are laughing and stuff. I mean, y'all know you said, where's the joke? Is it supposed to be funny? Is it supposed to be funny?
Yeah, I shouldn't admit this, but I really wasn't listening to him.
Yeah, I figured you wasn't. I figured you wasn't, but I heard that. And man, Bama fans ain't like that. You know, that's just some dumbass LSU talk. And have you ever heard that song, Heard It Through the Grapevine, from Marvin Gaye, right?
Oh, my goodness. It's one of the greatest songs of all time.
In one of those lyrics, he said, believe in half of what you see and some of none of what you hear.
Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Yep. Morris. From LSU. You're talking about the days are over with of Bama coming in and stealing LSU players from Louisiana, paying $10,000 and walking around, running around with Dodge Chargers and driving around. What proof do you have, sir? What proof do you have of any Bama player being compensated? That's where that lyric comes in. Believe half of what you see and some of none of what you hear. Where do you get that from? Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere, because it doesn't exist. It's an absolute myth. And you don't have no kind of proof to back you up on that. None whatsoever. And you never will, because it doesn't exist. It never exists.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Hey, Paul, one more thing. Paul, there is one more thing I want to say.
Okay. I'm just about to lose my mind here.
But there is actual proof, Paul, of that, you know, that fake accent coach Brian Kelly, of that fake Southern accent. There is proof of that, though. But they don't have no proof of Bama players being paid. Hey, have a good night, Paul. Hey, I'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Ashton. That was great.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.